Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At the time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away. She keeps calling out to us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes I think one of the greatest sins we can commit, or easiest things to fall into at least, is letting our own stuff get in the way of, well, other people's stuff, and especially historical stuff. When Edith Stein, the saint of the day, Sister Teresa Benedict of the Cross, was canonized, people got really upset because she was killed during the Holocaust because she was ethnically Jewish, but by the time she was martyred, she was a Carmelite nun. So there was this fight. Well, this is really like, this is the church appropriating a Jew. And this is like suggesting maybe that Jewish conversions to Christianity are a good idea, as though that's novel or something. And but what this is, right, is understandably, after the Holocaust, both Christians and Jews very sensitive to this issue. So this woman's story looks very different to everybody who lives after her than it ever could have to her. Same thing's going on in the gospel. You have this woman who has a very peculiar encounter with Jesus, and it's very hard for us not to read our situation back onto it. So on the face of it, this just looks like Jesus being a bigot. Okay? You have this woman who's part of an ethnic minority. She comes and asks for something. Jesus uses this very strange language of dogs. Sometimes you'll see commentators that'll say, well, he doesn't actually say dog. He doesn't say curios. He says curion, which is like little pet, so he's trying to be sweet. He's not trying to be sweet. What he is doing, though, is pointing out the disparity between what she's asking him to do and what he's presently about. Tyre and Sidon are in Gentile country, and they're away. And when she first comes, right, she asks him to come and save her daughter, to leave where he's at now, to leave the work that he's about presently, and to go to a far distant place to do something. And he says, "I can't do that because I'm busy about this thing here, and I got to finish the work that I'm doing here first before I can tend to the other." Then she says, "Well, come on, you got it. Fair enough, you can't come after me, but even the dogs eat the scraps from the table. You've done this before. You've saved people at a distance before. You've cast out demons from a distance before. Do it now." When she presses, that's when he gives her this great compliment. That's when he validates her faith. "O woman, great is your faith. It shall be done as you request," right? The same dynamic is at work for us. When we encounter the work of God in other people's lives, we're tempted to let our stuff get in the way. Well, he wouldn't do that for me. He didn't do that for my mom. He didn't do that for my spouse. He didn't do that for my kid. So he can't do it. Or we don't even dare to ask. Or we weirdly begin to resent God for the good that he's done other people and for the not good that hasn't happened to us. The story is placed here in the context of the Gospel of St. Matthew, written to Jewish Christians to remind them. He came to you first. He came to us first. This mission was yours first. And now it has to go out. And look, even back then, he was pointing outwardly, even if he was drawing his primary attention to you. Sister Teresa Benedicta was a Jew first, lived the bulk of her life as a Jew, even if the whole of her life was oriented in a certain way towards her conversion in Christ. For us, our whole lives, whether we're young or old, have had a kind of overall trajectory. And wherever we're at right now is where God wants us to be, but it may not be where he wants us to wind up. What we have to do is allow God to be God, to give us either scraps or whole plates from the table so that we too can be transformed, so that we too can have the demons cast out of our lives and the lives of our friends and our family, so that we too would have the faith of the Canaanite, Syrophoenician woman to come forward and just ask. And when it seems like we're not getting the answer we want, keep asking. And when it seems like the answer is never going to come, never stop. Because in some ways, it's the asking itself that yields the prize.